Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
6:13 now. I was out doing yard work in the dark until 9 o'clock on Saturday night because I put it off, lost track of the time, and I wanted to get ahead of the rain, which I did, but I'm a little tired today as a result. I think I threw my biological clock off, and my neighbors now think I'm nuts because I was the crazy man out there cutting grass in the dark. It's nice outside, 56 degrees. Man, was it humid and hot on Saturday. Highs of 63 today, 69 tomorrow, 72 Wednesday, then it warms 78 on Thursday, 76 Friday, cools off a little bit Saturday, then we're back to the 80s. And I would suggest everybody get out if you can and enjoy this weather because the days of cool weather are winding down to a precious few. Robert Hogan joins us now, Dr. Robert Hogan, professor and department chair of political science at LSU. Talk about tariffs. How you doing, Dr. Hogan?
I'm doing very well.
I get a text here, why do y'all always talk about tariffs? Well, it's akin to the Seinfeld episode with the pinky toe where Kramer is driving the bus and they said, you kept making the stops. And he said, well, they kept ringing a bell. And it's the same thing here. Tariffs keep going on, so we keep talking about it. I think, let me read a text here to get us going. Somebody said in this number I recognize as an ardent Trump fan, the global community obviously believes America is important to their financial health, judging by the effect reciprocal tariffs seem to be having on their financial markets. I thought America didn't matter in the big scheme of things, or so says Canada, China, and others. I think what this text says if you're a big fan of Donald Trump, you're going to find whatever reason you can to justify the tariffs and make people think that they're working. When in fact, and I know you're not an economist, Dr. Hogan, but it's kind of very, very early to tell whether they're working or not. And the only scoreboard we have as it stands now is a stock market. Would that be accurate or not?
Yeah, I think so. The thing that is so striking about all of this is how Donald Trump has come in and remade the Republican Party. The Republican Party, the free market, free trade party, for so long is now coming in and saying that, hey, we need to impose tariffs on the rest of the world. And this is completely counter to what a lot of the free market economists believe is, you know, in their bones, and it's part of their ideology, and it's become such a big part of what the Republican brand stands for. And Trump coming in and doing this, I think this is upending politics domestically in a way that we have not seen in a long time. Of course, the more immediate concern is this a good policy? Is this something that is going to bring about a benefit? Trump is sticking by his guns and says that, you know, he believes that this is what we need to make America great again. This is part of the broader strategy of America First. America is being taken advantage of by countries around the world by these unfair trade practices. They're allowed to have tariffs, and we do not. And so there's some big issues here that are affecting, you know, within the Republican Party, how they think of themselves. You know, what do they stand for? But the bigger issue, as I said, is what does this mean for the economy? What does it mean for the world economy? I mean, as you can see, last week the stock market tanked. If there's every indication that that's going to happen today in the United States in a huge way, and this is going to start having a big effect on people's pocketbooks. Stock market indicators are canaries in the mine, so to speak. I mean, they indicate where those with money believe the economy is going. And when businesses have to start paying a lot more for goods that they get from overseas that they import, you're going to see a potential major economic downturn. And Republicans who've been with Trump all this time feel that they have benefited from the things he's been saying, the promises he has made in the campaign, are probably starting to rethink their political calculus. If the economy goes south in a way that a lot of experts believe it will, if we continue on this trajectory, their political fortunes are going to be tied with Trump. And Trump right now, I think, would be a big anchor if it includes a huge economic downturn.
Somebody texted in, tried listening to WWL this morning only to realize that y'all have Trump derangement syndrome, which was really brilliant by the administration or whomever coined that phrase, because then they make it seem as though if you say anything about the president at all that isn't praising him to God's holy name, then all of a sudden you have Trump derangement syndrome. So when it comes to branding or messaging, I think that's a smart thing for them to do. I don't think it's true, but I think it's a smart political thing. Thoughts?
I guess so. The stock market is tanking. These are real things happening in the world that would not be happening in the world had Trump not pursued this strategy with regard to tariffs. This is not just something happening. The stock market is reacting to something external. It is reacting to these tariffs. And Donald Trump owns this. That's why a lot of people, I think, in his coalition are starting to have second thoughts. There are some people telling him, you maybe need to rethink this. Don't impose these tariffs later this week, as he has plans to do. We'll have to see what happens. But most experts who are economists, you're correct, I'm not an economist. Thanks for pointing out that I'm not. I normally don't get compliments that early in the morning.
Tim, get Lauren Scott on the phone, please, and let's see what he thinks of Dr. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I know, but I'm kidding as well. But the point is that everyone is saying that this is not going to be a strategy that is going to lead, certainly in the short term or in the long short term, for anything beneficial. And politically, it looks very dangerous. And so I think you can say it's Trump derangement syndrome, but there are real world things happening out there.
Well, that's just BS. That's marketing where, you know, somehow the Trump campaign managed to get that as an acceptable phrase, where if you criticize anything the president does or even question anything he does, and all of a sudden you have Trump derangement syndrome, and that's like, I guess, gaslighting is what it would be. Trump says it's going to bring money into the U.S. Treasury. That's what McKinley instituted tariffs for. The economy, the world economy, has changed a lot since then. But the question is, and this goes to the Republican philosophy, and we'll pick it up. We come back, Professor. Bring money into the U.S. Treasury, but where's the money coming from? And it seems like you're laundering the money, imposing a tax but laundering it as tariffs, so that the money goes into the Treasury and in essence it's a tax increase, but people don't realize, or they're hoping that people don't realize, it's a tax increase. The president says, I don't want anything to go down, but sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. What's going to happen in the markets, I can't tell you, but our country is much stronger. Again, if you say that's not true, you have Trump derangement syndrome, according to the people that are ardent Trump supporters. I think that's a smart political ploy, but I think it's crap. 621 traffic now, WWL.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the Acadian Windows and Hurricane Shutters WWL Traffic Center, I'm Joe Cardos. The I-55 has no delays as you head in from Ponchatoula. No issues on 310 as you move in from Destrehan. The Bonnie Carey Spillway is all clear as you move in from Laplace, and I-10 is flowing freely between Kenner and Metairie. Seeing no delays this morning to or from the North Shore on the Causeway. It's all clear across the Twin Spans as you head in from Slidell, but there's an accident jamming things up as you approach the high rise from the east. You're on the brakes around Crowder and through the Morrison curve because of it. Moving better as you cross the bridge, but the Crowder to the Chef Mentor is an option to get around it. Be warned, you're seeing much heavier traffic than usual because of that accident as well. Smooth sailing as you head downtown from the east on I-10 and moving in from the West Bank. You're looking good across the Crescent City connection and the Huey P. This morning's traffic is brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System.
Tommy Tucker, WWL 627, talking to Dr. Robert Hogan, the professor and department chair of political science at LSU. Just one more text real quick. Somebody texted in and said, okay, Tommy, give me your remedy for $36 trillion in debt, and how do you straighten out everything? Well, you can cut spending. You got to revise the entitlement programs because that's where the big amount of spending is. And I would suggest everybody look at the pie chart of where federal spending goes, and the emotional things are a very minor part of the budget. So you can either cut spending or raise taxes. Tariffs are, in essence, a tax, and it's a way of laundering the money because the people that pay the tariffs are going to be the consumers, not the countries, not the companies. That being said, you said, Professor Hogan, that President Trump owns this. So is it still the economy stupid, and how much time does he have? I mean, he's going to be in office for 3.5 more years or more than that.
Yeah.
But the midterms are coming up. At what point does he have to show? Because he talked about you got to take medicine before you feel better. But at what point does the voting populace say, okay, all I'm tasting is bitter medicine and I'm not getting any better. And I think we've all been there in our own physical conditions where I keep taking this medicine, I'm not getting any better. Doc, what's happening? Go ahead, talk about that, please.
Well, and these tariffs are ostensibly for the purposes of increasing manufacturing capacity of the United States, and so that we are manufacturing more goods than we used to and having to import less. That is not something that's going to happen overnight. It is not something that's going to happen next year. I mean, this is something that takes years for manufacturing to get back up anything like to levels it was many years ago. And so this is not something that if they're hoping that this is going to be a medicine that you take now that makes the economy better for the midterms next year. That's highly unlikely. And what's more likely is if we go into a recession, you're going to have some major economic pain, and that is going to do major damage to the party that holds power right now in Congress and with the presidency. We know that economic concerns are very high in people's minds right now and have been for a long time in terms of their voting in midterm elections. So that's why, members, this is something that really has the potential to shake, I think, the fundamental core of the Trump Republican Party right now.
But to be clear,
that hasn't.
Before we run out of time, the 38% that are the Trump faithful, nothing's going to deter them, is it?
That's true. But you have you do have enough swing people. You have enough independents there that can really, they can certainly sway an election and make it where the Republicans lose control of the House. Remember, the House is only held by the Republicans by just a bare thread there. And so you get a movement of a significant number of independent voters across the country in a few key districts, and you have a Democratic working majority in the House of Representatives that thwarts everything. Of course, this president has not been a big, he hasn't really used Congress to achieve his aims. He's been doing everything through executive order, but we're already seeing that those powers have major limits and that the courts are coming in and stopping certain things he's trying to do.
Thank you, Professor. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Michael Deliberto about the effect of tariffs on Louisiana farmers and exports, etc. Right now, time for WWL First News.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.